It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Iowa State University Theater has dedicated its 2019-2020 season to women. They're calling it heroic and only producing plays written by women, six of them. They've also planned a year-long symposium called Heroic Gender Equity in the Arts that includes lectures by two Tony Award winners. The second play of the season, a musical called Chasing George Washington, a White House Adventure, opens tomorrow. And with me to talk about the project, Brad Dell, Director of Theater at Iowa State University. Hello, Brad.
Hello. Wonderful to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. Also, Kaya Kaiser is here, an alumna of Iowa State University and a freelance scenic designer now based in New York City. Hello, Kaya.
Hello.
Thank you both for being here. And Brad, tell me where the inspiration for this project came from.
Yeah, absolutely. So last summer in 2018, the theater faculty kind of rebranded the mission of ISU Theater to be about empowering citizen artistry through the performing arts. So how do we look at what is our passions and interests and skills in the performing arts and really pair those with our engagement with the community to hopefully help through the performing arts make our community, society, and the world a better place. And part of that, part of being a citizen artist is about looking around our community and looking at the needs of the community and trying to be really responsive. And so one of the first places that we looked was some statistics that were put out by the Dramatists Guild of America called The Count, and that looked at the all the different kinds of percentages of who was being produced, what plays are being produced, whose stories are being told around the country. And just some pretty alarming statistics that only about 30% of plays produced in America are written by women. And here in the Midwest, that number was around 24%. And the numbers for ISU Theater were pretty similar over the last 15 years. And we just thought, wow, it's time for a change. And so there's a national movement both in film, television, and in theater called 50-50 by 2020. So 50-50 gender equity by the year 2020. And we thought, well, we're going to commit to that this year and forever forward. And we thought we would celebrate that commitment with this launching this season of all plays written by women.
And Kaya, coming back to Iowa State University, and now that you've been working as a professional freelance scenic designer, and I'm sorry, I mentioned you were in New York City, used to be in New York City, you're based in Memphis now. Learning about this project at Iowa State and thinking about your experiences, tell me what you see as far as women in theater today.
That's what made me so excited to come back and do this project is because as a female scenic designer, there's not that many of us. And it's one of the harder design programs to kind of like get into as a female. And so being able to be a part of this project was really special to me because I think it's a really important thing as like a theater community that we go forward and have a very much like 50-50 split of women, you know, in theater, just in across every practice.
And Brad, when you sat down to talk about this and took a look at the past of theater at Iowa State University, what did you find about your stats?
Yeah, that they were fairly similar as the national trends. And so we felt like it was time for us to make a change as well. And we were really excited about that change. We've been telling a lot of stories from similar people over the last number of years, and we thought we should bring some new voices to the table, and we're really stoked about that.
Tell me about the process for choosing the plays you would do this year.
Yeah, so that took a long time over the course of last year, and working with faculty and our student representatives to really kind of explore a number of different types of shows. So that we also wanted to have variety, and we also really wanted to be sure that we weren't just representing white women, but that we had some stories that were also written by women of color. So that was a really important part of the process, that we had some newer plays, some older plays, some musicals, a good deal of variety. And that was it was a challenging process, but super exciting. And it also allowed us to discover we have a long list of shows that we are excited about both this year and going forward.
Let's talk about the play that will be debuting on Friday, Chasing George Washington. This is one of the musical entries into this
year.
Tell me a little bit about the play.
Yeah, so Chasing George Washington, A White House Adventure is a musical for the whole family. It is it's kind of like Hamilton meets Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure meets Night at the Museum. And it's these three kids from diverse backgrounds all meet up at the White House to go on a field trip, and they run into George Washington's famous portrait. He falls out of the portrait, and he leads them on an adventure back through time and through the halls of the White House. And along the way, they all, and especially George Washington, really discover who and what is truly represented in the portrait of America.
And who wrote this play? Who's the woman behind it?
Yeah, so the book and lyrics were written by Karen Zacharias, and then Deborah Wicks LaPuma wrote the music.
And this is the play that you came back to do the scenic design on, Kaya. And for people who haven't spent a lot of time in theater, first, tell us what that means. Okay. What is your job?
Okay, so as a scenic designer, I'm there to work with the director and the whole production staff in creating kind of the set. So the walls, you know, the steps, the floor, you know, all of those treatments and what the playground in which the story takes place upon. So I'm in charge of kind of creating that, making that, and envisioning it, and then helping other people kind of physically create it.
And what have you put together for this play?
Well, this one we're pretty excited about. Me and Brad had multiple conversations about what the show may be or look like, and we have taken this ideas of the White House and kind of deconstructed it a little bit for this really fun musical. And so we kind of created and looked at different pieces and chose some of our favorites and what worked best, and then kind of made a collage of the White House upon the stage. So it's fun, it's simple, but it's an exciting little playground for people to kind of run through.
And you graduated from Iowa State in 2014?
I did.
All right. So you haven't been gone too long, but what does it feel like to be back and doing this work?
Oh, it's really exciting. I was actually talking to Brad the other day where, as surprisingly, this past week we have ran into quite a few alumna of the Iowa State Theater Department. All of us were talking, and it's just the program is such a supportive space as an artist that it's really nice to be able to kind of come back, and you get a theatrical hug, essentially, and then you get to be sent on your way again. So it's just a very supportive and wonderful place to kind of come back to your roots a little bit and remember what's important, and then be able to go back into the real world and kind of frolic amongst everybody.
Well, so Chasing George Washington, A White House Adventure opens on Friday, runs through November 2nd. And Brad, I don't know that we have time to talk about each one of these six plays that you're doing this year, but
sure.
Give me a little bit of a rundown. You can give us a brief synopsis.
Yeah, you bet. So up next after this in December will be Anonymous, which is a reimagination of Homer's The Odyssey with an immigrant story of folks immigrating here to the U.S., really powerful. And it's being directed by Arpita Mukherjee, who is a really exciting New York-based theater director who is here as an artist in residence, thrilled about that. And then we're doing The Wolves, which is a sizzling contemporary drama that is one of the most produced plays in America right now, and that's by Sarah DeLapp, and super excited about that. That'll be in the spring. And then Dolly Parton's musical 9 to 5 will be our spring musical, and then followed by our final play of the season is called Of the Deep, which is being written by one of my amazing colleagues, Amanda Predefish-Schrog, who is a lifelong puppeteer. And so this will be a play all done with puppets and original music and ritual storytelling that tells the story of a giant whale carcass washing up onto an island village and how we deal with that in our world. So it's going to be really, we're so excited about all
these
shows.
Have you ever done anything like that?
So Amanda has done a few shows that have incorporated puppets, but this will be the first one here at Iowa State that's entirely done with puppets.
Wow.
So,
All right.
Very
that
exciting.
Sounds like a brand new challenge for a lot of people. And you actually started the season with Climate Change Theater Action, which was a series of short plays?
Yeah, series of short plays. And this is part of the international movement called Climate Change Theater Action that happens every 2 years. And they're short plays written by playwrights from all over the world. And we were actually one of the largest productions of climate change theater action in the world. And it was very, very cool, very exciting. And we had a lot of community partners with that project, the ISU Office of Sustainability and the City of Ames and the MFA program and creative writing in the environment, lots of other partners. It was really a thrilling kind of community collaboration.
Now, I mentioned earlier that you have also planned a year-long symposium to go along with producing all of these plays. It sounds like you're incredibly busy, but the symposium is called Heroic: Gender Equity in the Arts. And tell me what that involves.
Yeah, so we really wanted to continue these conversations out in the lobby, outside of the theater. Once we see these plays, we wanted these conversations to continue. And so we're doing a roundtable symposium with conversation with local and regional guest artists after the Sunday matinees of each of the shows in some way related to gender equity in the arts and equity overall. And then we were able to bring in two Tony Award-winning guest artists to give keynote addresses. We just had Rachel Houck, the Tony Award-winning scenic designer of Hadestown, who was here last week, and that was just an incredible experience for all of us to be inspired by her. And then next semester on April 6th, we'll have Ali Stroker, who's the Tony Award-winning actress from Oklahoma, will be here.
So what do you think you've learned from doing this? I mean, you had the idea, you were part of coming up with the idea and picked these plays, but has actually getting engaged with this work changed something for you?
It has changed so many things. I can't look at the world without asking who's telling the story. And I think that's the biggest thing for me, is looking at all of the stories who are out there, whether those are fictional stories or non-fictional stories, and asking the question, who's got the power to be telling the story, and what does that tell us about the story that's being told? And it's just been really exciting for me and for us to really open the doors and encourage so many more people to be telling those stories and getting our students, our community, to experience different storytellers, and that's been really exciting.
Kaya, even just coming back to work on one play, I mean, obviously being involved in this project makes you spend a lot of time thinking about gender equity in theater. How has this changed your ideas?
Well, in all honesty, I think it's really great to see this happening at kind of a micro level too, especially at a college campus, where then, you know, if you get saturated with seeing a whole bunch of female designers and playwrights and directors and all of this female empowerment, then other females can go and take that to more of a macro level, and it can keep spreading and spreading and spreading. And so then it can actually be, you know, like a more of a 50-50 split. So it's been really great to be able to see it here, even just like in young technicians and they're at lab hours getting excited, seeing all of these female technicians in front of them and then getting excited about the art and the craft and then wanting and like seeing it and being able to do it.
And Brad, I know that you have big plans already for next season, getting involved in what's being called the Year of Jubilee. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the Year of Jubilee is another nationwide theater initiative where theaters across the country are hoping to do seasons that include all plays written by people from marginalized communities. So women, people of color, LGBTQIA, writers, indigenous voices, people of different cognitive and physical disabilities, etc. And we're super excited to be a part of that and to sign on for that. So we're in the early stages of the process of planning our season of Jubilee, which is going to be really exciting. I also wanted to just make sure that I shared that the Heroic initiative has been adopted by a number of other groups here on campus and throughout the Ames community. We've got a number of the ISU music groups that are producing works composed by women, which has been really exciting and thrilling. Just last night, we had a flute ensemble that did all works by women. We have a number of other a couple of other theater companies here in Ames who are doing productions as a part of the Heroic Season that are written by women. ISU Dance will be doing their dance concert around this season. So we're super excited that we have all of these really wonderful community and campus partners who are excited and helping to empower and endorse this initiative.
How are students that are involved in this responding?
I think it feels to me like they are excited about it and that it's maybe a breath of fresh air. That would be I think that's how I would describe their experience with it. And, you know, we had a discussion about it a few weeks ago in one of our big classes, and it was before we had announced the Jubilee season. And one of the really interesting questions was, this is all really great. How are we going to keep this up? And I think they were really excited to hear about the Jubilee season and that this is not a one-year thing, but this is a commitment that our program is making of how we're going to head into the future.
Well, and you mentioned the 50-50 in 2020 project and your commitment to gender parity in theater in the future. Are you also trying to make sure that even after last year that you'll be presenting work by more diverse artists?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the 50-50 by 2020 will be forever. And so our goal is that we are constantly trying to bring as many different and diverse voices to the table as possible.
All right. Well, Brad Dell, thank you so much for talking with me.
It's been amazing. Thank you.
Brad Dell, Director of Theater at Iowa State University. And Kaya Kaiser, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kaya Kaiser is an alumna of Iowa State University and a freelance scenic designer now based in Memphis. She came to town to work on the play that's debuting tomorrow. It's called Chasing George Washington, A White House Adventure. And this is part of Heroic. It's the whole season presenting plays, six of them written by women and part of their year-long symposium called Heroic Gender Equity in the Arts. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.